the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the leave-taking of the feast of the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple of God, or the Holy of Holies. We must have an appreciation of the Jewish temple itself if we are to understand the significance of this feast. Under the Old Covenant, the sacrifices to God were made there by the high priest. And we find great specificity of direction from God Himself as to how everything was to be done in this special place. It wasn't about spontaneity. You know, the high priest shows up and, well, what will I do today? No, he was told, he was given marching orders by God Himself as to how everything took place in the worship of Him in that place, that very special place. It was not a common place, but the place under the Old Covenant where sacrifices to God could be made for the sins of the people. God's presence in the Jewish temple was unquestioned. And at a very early age, the Virgin Mary, who had been born miraculously herself from Joachim and Anna, was brought to this temple by her parents and offered to God. A great lesson for all parents, to offer your child to God, not to the world out there, not to the world's concepts of what it means to be a successful human being, but to God, the God who made your child out of nothing. Her parents loved God and taught her to do likewise. She had a very special calling in life, that being to become the mother of God incarnate. In his excellent book, Mary, the Untrodden Portal of God, George Gabriel writes, "From her mother's womb, her life was a succession and ascent of grace leading to spiritual perfection already in early childhood. Dwelling in the Holy of Holies of the man-made temple, she was readied by the Holy Spirit to become the sanctified temple, not made by human hands. At the Annunciation, totally accepting God's will and giving herself unreservedly into the hands and providence of God, she became the new Eve. Our new mother, the Father's nature-surpassing helpmate. The Holy Spirit came upon her," St. John of Damascus writes, "the Holy Spirit came upon her, purifying her and imparting to her a receptive as well as fertile power for the entry of the Word's divinity. And she was elevated to yet higher glory by the glory from within her, the fruit of her womb, the Lord of glory. In obedience and love toward God, she accepted a conception and a motherhood never known before, freely committing to Him all the powers of her soul and body in the service of His will. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the eternal Son of God came to dwell in her." She became the true temple of God. And guess what, dearly beloved? You and I have, in that sense, that same calling. Each and every one of us is called to become the temple of the living God. That is our primary purpose in life, is to become that. God in us. That's what the temple is all about. He was in the temple of the Jews in a special way. Of course, He's everywhere. But He made Himself manifest there in a special way. But He wants to live in each and every one of us. In today's gospel, a certain ruler asked the Lord what he must do to inherit eternal life. When he addresses Christ as good teacher, he reveals his own spiritual poverty, not recognizing Christ as God, not calling Him Lord, but just good teacher. on this intellectual plane, on this external plane. So the Lord questions him regarding the virtues, to which he replies that he's kept them all. Like a good Boy Scout, right? He got a merit badge, maybe. He kept them all. The keeping of the virtues is important, but if they are done, if that is done, apart from the life of God in us, that's not good enough. Because we are not righteous unto ourselves. We are sinners. We need His righteousness to make us whole. We need His mercy to make us well. That is what the gospel is all about. It is that communion with God to which we are called, each and every one of us. But our Lord says to this certain ruler, one thing you lack. I'm sure there may have been a few other things too, but one thing you lack. Go and sell all your possessions and come follow me. Well, that didn't fit into that young man's plans. See, he had other plans. He had other things that he wanted to do. He was self-willed. He was not in God's will. He was completely subservient to his own will. And so, of course, what happens is the young ruler is very disappointed at this instruction. He had many earthly riches, and he did not want to be separated from those things. Now contrast this, my friends, with Joachim and Anna and how they responded to God's calling in bearing the Theotokos at an advanced age. And also compare the rich young ruler's response to that of the Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. In both of these cases, we see obedient submission to God's will, which resulted in the salvation of mankind. Likewise, his call to you and to me is to follow him, to become like him, to do his will. And guess what? This is a very good thing. In so doing, his goodness is imparted to us. Our calling is not as overarching and magnanimous as was that of the Theotokos, but it leads us to our place in his kingdom. And there is no such thing as an insignificant place in the kingdom of God. He has a special place for you, each of you, including myself. But we will not find that place if we remain self-willed. We must become concerned primarily with God's will in our life. Holy things lead to holy things. The presentation of this little girl, 3-year-old girl, in the temple of God, in the Jewish temple, was a prelude to her bearing within her womb the second person of the Holy Trinity. God works like that. And when we are obedient to his calling for us, the benefits ripple out. It is not just we who are blessed. That blessing is extended to many, many others. Indeed, one might say to the entire church Catholic. Because all of us are part of the body of Christ. And that body is not disjointed. It is not separated. It is one. It is holy. It is apostolic. It is grounded in the apostolic faith that our Lord himself in the flesh delivered to the 12. So our response to his calling must be the same as the Theotokos and of all the saints. Not my will, but thy will be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.